When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Welcome back. Final hour is here. Tomorrow we head to Florida. We hope you'll join us there. Let's continue with more phone calls. And John is up next in South Carolina. Hello, John.
Thanks, Paul, for taking my call. I just wanted to tell you that the interview you did with Mike Griffith, I don't know what your popularity is on your show, but if you had more of those, you would go through the roof. That was really good. I think you caught him off guard in the beginning, but I think he responded really well. And I'm telling you, that was a great interview. It's like you all went back and forth, but I'm telling you, that was a
well. Really thank good you. I mean, Griff and I are good friends, and it is a little bit of a vaudeville act, and. A couple of times I asked him a question, and he answered a different question, so it was a little bit exasperating, but it just made it more comical.
You're exactly right. It was a fantastic interview. I'm telling you, that was something else. I'm from Knoxville, so I know about Mike Griffith anyway.
But, yeah, well,
it's anyway.
We love Mike here. Sometimes he's like one of your children. You know, you simply lose all patience with him. But thank you very much for the call. So now Griff's going to think we're going to go on the road here. Appreciate it. Robert in Mississippi is up next. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Paul. How you doing today?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Thank you for taking my call. This is my first time call, but a long time listener.
Well, thank you very much.
I got a question to ask you. Why is always Ohio State and Michigan always ranked so high when they never hard to beat a SEC school, but they are every year you see the same old thing. They rank up there. Then when they get in the playoff, they get beat. They say they got a good defense. But then when you look at the scores, what the defense at? I mean, they'll play the cupcake games, but you just give me an explanation why.
Well, Robert, you're probably right. Ohio State, though, to its credit, it's played Notre Dame the last 2 years. It's played other pretty respectable schools. Michigan doesn't ever play anyone. And I think the reason why you have to respect Michigan, though, even though they haven't played what I would call a really quality opponent, I think Rutgers is the best school they played. They have been so dominating. They look like one of the two or three best schools in the country. Their quarterback is fantastic. They're deep across the board. But I think when Michigan plays a really good school at the end of the year, we're probably going to expect them to choke like they have the last 2 years.
Okay. My next question.
Okay.
You know, you talk about your old times, you've been on TV and the things that when Tammy and them and all that was on there. How about sometime, will you relive some of the talks that y'all had back on sometimes during your show that showed how things were back at that time and compared to now?
It's a good idea. It's a good suggestion. I think maybe once we get through the season, we could go into the vault and play some of those. I mean, it was a different show for a couple of reasons, Robert. Number one, it was it started as a local show and it got a little bit bigger. Number two, it was more of a just freewheeling. It wasn't on television either, and television does restrict you from doing certain things that you could do on radio. But hey, thank you very, very much. It's a really good suggestion. Let's check out George in Jacksonville. Hey, George.
Hey, Paul. Oh, man. Thank God. My favorite sports talk show, The Genius, of all times. Thank you for letting me talk.
Thank you.
I tell you, man, I feel like I should have to put a debit card in my freaking radio every time I listen to you. I'm a huge Georgia fan. You know, I waited 40 years, and these people down here, I grew up in Jacksonville, lived in Atlanta for a bunch of time, but I'm a big dog fan, and I just love your show. I love Legend. I love Jim. I love all of them. But listen here, my black cat brother, Legend, you listening? And Michigan, are you listening? Let's go to Michigan real quick. Michigan, did you lose with the same quarterback and all those guys? Did you lose to TCU last year? And did you watch the national championship game? Here's what we're going to do if you happen to make it. We're going to put the plays on the poster board. We're going to tell you what play we're running. That's how afraid we are of you stealing our signs. We will run all over you like we did in the Orange Bowl 2 years ago. All right? Legend, please. If you got to squeak out a victory by 3 points against Arkansas, don't talk to us. We don't listen to that kind of talk anymore. We're the king. We're getting ready to bury Billy Napier and his Billy Ball and his little talk that he does, giving us some half-assed compliments. And then you got Graham Mertz talking about, oh, I played against some top defenses and top defensive lines. Where? When? You haven't played them this year. You're getting ready to get introduced to the SEC. Paul Feinbaum, you're the greatest. Larry, put down the Bud Lights. Call in. Joe from Red Bay, call in. Let's go, Feinbaum. Let's go, Dogs. I'm out.
I like that guy. A star is born. Davis is up next in Wisconsin. Hello, Davis.
Wow, how are you, top George? G/D, Father, we allow the Jew. We were drafted in. Now, back to the ankle snappers, you know, because I still care about Mississippi State. What does State have to do to stay out of the cellar at the Plains?
Well, I think the key to beating Auburn is scoring a few points. And they don't have a great offense. They have a pretty good defense. And the same performance that you had against Arkansas will not cut it.
Thank you for your wisdom and discernment, sir.
Gracias. I think everybody's been in the hooch, including me. I had a few sips during the break. Sorry, but it's been a long day, and there was no way other way to get around it.
After this show.
Yeah. What about you?
Yeah,
I saw you sneak out a minute ago.
Oh, yeah.
Where'd you go?
I just went out to the patio. For
okay. And the guy that is supplying us with the hooch is Cat Daddy.
Yes.
Big Paulie's looking good and sounding good as always. I've got one question to ask you, and I know what the answer's going to be. But we got the Aggies, and we got to go over there to Texas.
Yeah.
Any chance?
Cat Daddy, what time is that game?
Lord, I don't even know. We are so disappointed here in South Carolina with both. You know, I just...
I think that's the early game.
Well, if it's early, that'll be good, because when it gets over, I can start having me some Palmetto Moonshine and forget about
now
it.
Are you off on Saturday?
Yes, sir, I am. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking about retiring again. You know, I was a few years ago.
No, you don't want to retire.
Well, I want something to do, that's for sure.
Well, why don't you stay working at the store?
Well, that's probably what I wind up doing.
Okay.
You know me like a book, don't you?
No, you don't need to retire. I need you at that store because I need some. you got to stay there and keep rubbing it in to Clemson Tom as they continue to lose.
Oh man, them pussy cats! They gonna lose at least two or three more games. They ain't gonna beat North Carolina.
No.
They ain't gonna beat Florida State.
Notre Dame.
I mean, no, sir. And I'll tell you what, Dabo, I've said
well,
this
already,
before.
Have they played Notre Dame? I don't know. I really don't even care.
If they did,
they lost three games.
Okay. But Dabo, it's time to call Steve Spurrier and find your home in Crescent Beach.
He already has one.
I hope he gets two.
Well, Cat Daddy, back to your game. It's a 12 o'clock game. I think you're going to be hitting that Palmetto Moonshine pretty hard about 3 o'clock.
Well, you know, I was riding back home this afternoon. I heard Spencer Rattler. He's doing a local commercial for car dealer here.
Okay.
Yeah, and I heard him talking about, y'all need to come down here. I won't mention the name, but y'all need to come down here and buy your cars from so-and-so, so-and-so. And I said, with the way you playing, I don't think nobody's going to see that car dealer.
Now, that's the other side of NIL. It's great. Glad everybody's making money. But if you're playing on a team that's falling apart, are you less likely to go support the sponsor?
That's true. That's true. Hey, good luck to you.
Hey, by the way, you guys, I'm looking for some new endorsements. I'm kind of out of there. You guys need an endorser for the liquor store?
Well, we might need somebody for the pantry over here where we got the Fine Bomb room.
Yeah, I mean, I could start doing some. I could start. You could Junior cut me an NIL deal?
Well, look at here. If you do some commercials for us, Junior might just pay you $400 or $500. I don't know how much you charge, but
yeah, no. My rate right now is not exactly high. I mean, it's. I'd probably do it for carfare over to Columbia and maybe a couple of bottles of whatever you got. I don't need the good stuff. I'll just take a jug of something.
Well, what's an Uber ride down from Charlotte to Columbia? What's it cost now?
Well, it's about an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah, and what would it cost? About
I'm trying to think. I would need gas money. Maybe you guys mind throwing in a couple of bucks for a sandwich on the way?
Hey, I will even spot you some Palmetto Moonshine and a new liquor we got coming out from the group Lynyrd Skynyrd. You familiar with them, ain't you?
Am I familiar with Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Well, they got a new liquor that's out.
Oh, I heard that. I heard they have a new version of Sweet Home Alabama.
Well, I hope they do, because I.
Well, I'm heading down to Jacksonville, which is where they're from, tomorrow. So I'll check it out.
Well, you check it out. By the way, the Florida Georgia game is not going to be in Jacksonville no more, right?
Well, no, it's still they're committed there for a couple more years.
Couple more years, and the Gator Bowl is where they play, right?
Well, the Gator Bowl, they took the game. What's that, Jamar? Okay, I could now. I back to Columbia for a second. It would cost me $190 for an Uber, but I think I could drive. Do you have a car I could borrow?
I'd do it for half that.
I don't think it would cost that much. What about 25 bucks to cover gas, some moonshine, and maybe throw in a Chick-fil-A or something.
Hey, I'll have some of the girls over at the pantry fix you up some fried chicken.
Okay, fried chicken. Yeah. Okay, well, we're there. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks, Dave.
Right,
we're back after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
We are back, and let's continue with more phone calls. And Sharon is up next. Hello, Sharon.
Hey, Paul, how's it going?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Awesome. So I feel like Georgia this past year has really had a really tough time with Bobo running the offense, really finding their stride. And the first few weeks were pretty horrible, and I was not really pleased at how the offense is running. But I feel like they sort of finally found their identity with being more of like a pass team first rather than a run team than they used to be. But the thing is, those routes, like, they finally got their stride, now Brock's hurt. So my question to you is, one, how do you think Georgia's going to put up, like, what kind of numbers do you think they're going to put up on Florida without Bowers? And two, how do we unlock this offense for, you know, if we get to the SEC championship, if we do, hopefully, against probably Alabama, how are we going to unlock that offense?
Sharon, I just don't think it's going to be a big issue against Florida. I think they have plenty of really talented players. I mean, he was an impact player, and yeah, I think you could always throw it to Bowers every time and not go wrong. But I don't think it's going to get them. I think where it's going to get them is in a momentum game, like last year against Missouri, like against Auburn this year, when they absolutely have to have him. Matt is up next. Hey, Matt.
Paul.
Yes,
how you
sir.
Doing, buddy?
I am doing great. Thank you.
Good deal. Hey, I got a few topics. I'll make this quick as I can. First of all, like I say, you're doing an awesome job, and I thank you, like that cat from Mississippi said a while ago, I love your wisdom and discernment. I think that fella been drinking a little more than the soft today.
I think so.
Some wizardment. Anyway, real quick, another fella from Georgia, just to say, you know, he's talking about what Georgia's going to do to Michigan in the college football playoffs. Well, brother, Georgia's like Alabama. They got to play one game at a time now, and I'm afraid they're going to meet a beast called Tennessee, and I ain't a Tennessee fan. But I think that could be something else right there. And I don't know what they'd fall to if they fall to Tennessee. But who knows? But I'm sure worried about the Alabama-LSU game, though. Hoping Alabama can pull a rabbit out of its hat. And I believe if we get past LSU, I believe we're home free, I think. But you know how it is, playing one game at a time. But last two things for you right here, and I'll let you go. Number one, let's. I just want to say, brother, I'm proud of you. I've heard your story. I've listened to you a bunch of times on here. I'm proud of where not proud of where you've been, but I'm proud of where you're at now. Doing a great job. Keep it up. As far as GM telling you, you know, you're the devil. You are of the devil, all that. Man, don't listen to that, because that is a lie straight from the devil. You know, Jim, my Bible tells me that I serve a God of love and mercy and grace and a God of forgiveness. And you can't go to heaven with hatred and unforgiveness in your heart. So you might ought to have come to Jesus meet one day with yourself. Legend, keep up the good work, Paul. Enjoy your show. Look forward to it every day. Y'all have a good afternoon.
Thank you very, very much, Matt. You be well. You take care of yourself. Paul is up next in Georgia. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
I'm good. I talked to you a couple of years ago and told you the story about I was a young football coach at Gainesville High in 1980, and we had played a high school football game on Friday night, and one of my buddies told me, let's go to this Georgia-Florida game. I got tickets. I told him, I don't think we better. The head coach will fire us if he knows we're going off down there and not be back on Sunday, you know, for films. He said, no, he'll never know. We'll go. So we jumped in the car, got no sleep, got down there, tailgated. We're watching the game, and we thought, like Larry Munson, that Georgia was beat. And I was going, come on, we got to go. We got to go. We got to get back in the car. We're going to get caught in traffic. And he said, no, one more play, one more play. So all of a sudden I heard a roar, and I looked, and here came Lindsey Scott. Scott, and he scored. And
Buck Ballou to Lindsey Scott.
We got caught in the traffic, and we did get back and got the films. Of course, back then you only had one black and white film. So
did the head man ever know you went down there?
Well, he kept us there till 1 o'clock in the morning and acted like he didn't know. And as we were walking out the door, he said, well, I guess you boys saw a good game down there.
That's funny. That is hilarious.
So I think about it every, 43 years ago as a young coach. Of course, that would kill me if I tried to do something like that now. But we had a great time, and I think about that. I think Louis Gazzard, I told you last time, I think Louis Gazzard actually was in the parking lot, had given up.
And I did not realize that. And most people know what we're talking about, but for young folks who are trying to figure out what these old-timers are talking about, it's only the most famous game in Georgia-Florida history. 43 years ago this weekend, you've heard the Larry Munson commentary a million times, but it is one of the greatest I've ever heard, maybe the greatest.
I just listened to it. It gave me chills again. The only Georgia-Florida game I ever went to, I said, shoot, I'm not going back. You can't top that. Yeah.
I remember, Paul, that day I was in the Auburn press box. It was at the beginning of my career, and they had somebody had the game on, and I mean the entire press box like stopped and ran over to the guy's little portable TV. I mean, back then you just had these little things you carried, you could fit in your pocket almost.
Yeah, that was crazy. The other thing I remember about Georgia, I was dove hunting the day that Herschel Walker ran over the Tennessee back.
Oh my goodness, Bill Bates.
And all of a sudden, all you heard was shotguns all over because they were listening.
That's probably those are probably the two of the great Larry Munson calls I've ever heard. Well, Paul, thank you for sharing that. So it's always so great to hear from you.
Okay, well, I'll call back next year.
I hope you will. Thank
you. Enjoy your show, Paul.
So great to hear from you. We are having to scoot off the television side a couple of minutes early because of volleyball coming up. We will continue right after this in other places.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back. Final 30 minutes. Edgar is calling us next. Edgar, good afternoon.
Hi, Paul. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you.
Listen, Paul, I just wanted to ask you real quick. I live in Mexico. I can barely listen to your show on the podcast. I'm a Kentucky fan because I have family in Kentucky. And I've been listening to a lot of Big Blue Nation fans complaining about what Coach Stoops is doing down there.
Right.
And I'm just wondering what you think about that, because I think Coach Stoops is doing the best that he can with what he has. Which, by the way, I'm sorry if you don't understand what I'm saying, because my English is probably not that great.
No, it sounds great.
I appreciate your thoughts on this.
Well, I think your English is superb. We can speak Spanish too if you want. But
thank you.
No habla en el español. I think he's a very good coach. I was really disappointed in the way the Missouri game ended. I thought that was a great opportunity. They felt like the game was won, and they threw it away. But they can certainly get that back Saturday night against Tennessee. That's a really critical game.
I totally agree. I think the players kind of thought that the game was won in the first quarter. And, Missouri, you got to give it to them, you know. They play really good. And I listened to the show yesterday on the podcast. I know that you had the Missouri coach as a guest. And,
right, yeah.
He sounded like a really sharp guy, so I was very impressed. And, hopefully we can do a good game on Saturday against the Vols, and hopefully they'll do all right.
Where in Mexico do you live?
I live in Guadalajara.
Okay.
It's, by the west side.
Sure. I know where that is.
Listen to the podcast, because I have no idea how to listen to the show live. But I was I'm visiting my sister up in Chicago.
Okay.
And I'm like, hey, you know what? Better late than never. So I started.
There's probably a way to do it live. I don't think it would be that complicated. I'll tell you what. Let me put you on hold, and I think we could probably lead you to listening to the show live. We're in Guadalajara. I don't think it's going to be very difficult. We will continue with more phone calls, and Ron is up next.
Paul.
Ron.
Long-time caller, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Question to ask you about Mike Griffin. You know, every time this a-hole comes on the show,
right?
He wants to put words in your mouth. He thinks he's somebody. Now, Paul, you don't like predictions, and all he does is predictions. He pisses me off every time he comes on. I can't believe he gets paid to do what he's doing. Paul, I'm just letting off my mind on him. I don't like Mike Griffin. I think he's full of shit.
Okay. Caller gone wild there. Jim is up next.
How did he slip that one in? Was Keith?
Well, here's the deal. I mean, you actually can hear what he says, but the audience can't.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay. Well, he sure slipped it in there, didn't
he sure did.
You know what, Paul? I'm going to be honest with you. You know, I got a heart. You know that. I really do. And I don't care what the guy said about me and things he said about what I say, because all I do, sir, two callers ago or three callers ago, it's I react. When they jump on me, I jump back double. I'm like Donald Trump. I'll jump back on you. And I probably shouldn't do that, but I've been doing it all my life. I don't attack others, but when they attack me, I don't care for it, and I'll let them know. What I want to say, though, Paul, about touching my heart, that guy from Mexico a while ago, he really touched me. I mean, he had a great – he tried to explain or he tried to apologize for his voice. And I'm like you. I was thinking, you got great English. He spoke great English.
Yeah, I thought he did too. And I really, I, yeah, we tried to help him watch the show down in Mexico. I think he'll be able to do it.
Yeah, what was his name? I can't remember. Manuel? What was his name?
What was
you probably don't remember.
Yeah, Edgar was his name. Edgar.
You ain't nipping like cats. You're not nipping on Cat Daddy stuff, are you?
No. No.
You sound so serious, Paul. I'm trying to have a little fun for once.
Well, I'm glad to hear you having fun here, Jim.
Well, I just had to call when I heard that guy. Some people's voices just touched me, you know, and he really did. He sounded like a meek,
nice
guy. No,
I agree. I was really moved by the guy, and because he works hard to listen to this show.
I felt like you felt the same thing as I did, and you just explained, you just described that you did. But anyway, Mary Lynn, she's been indoctrinated calling Legion. Hey, Legion.
She did call him Legion.
Exactly. You can get. It's not hard to get him indoctrinated. What do you call that?
Indoctrinated.
Indoctrinated. I know the word. My mind ain't working right now. Must mean. Anyway, I need some Cat Daddy.
You don't sound like a guy that spends a lot of time drinking Palmetto moonshine.
I don't drink nothing. Every now and then I'll drink a beer. The Bible even says drink a little bit of wine for your stomach.
Right,
sake
right.
When you get,
hey, by the way, I was at the Rama Jammer last week. I thought of you.
Well, that guy did me dirty. That guy told me he comes.
I think they have a new man. I think
not,
they have a new
not,
owner
not
now.
Not place anymore.
I met the guy. I think they may have a new owner.
Yeah, that's what I say. He came on the show. The old owner came on the show and tried to say that I come in for nothing but cheap hot dogs.
Right, right.
Well, all you got is cheap hot dogs, pal.
You're right.
I like
you're
them,
right.
But all they are is cheap. Anyway,
The new guy, I think, told me he's from New Jersey.
Yeah, well, that ought to fit real well in southern Tuscaloosa.
You're right.
New Jersey. I better shut up because I need a real jerk from New Jersey that went to college and that we were buddies for a while. And he's if I told you who he was, I could write a book on that. If I told you who he was, you'd blow your mind, but I can't do that.
Okay.
But
tell
anyway.
Me some. Tell me off the air.
All right, Paul. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Double J is up next in Detroit.
Paul, honor and a pleasure, sir. Look, I got a few problems here. I've listened for a very long time, and I've watched you time and time again just casually pass this Michigan stuff like you got a reservation up here, you know, like you yourself have a gag order on it. Here, Paul, right here on the SEC Network, I want to point out that these allegations are not just allegations at this point that impacted only that particular university or the Big Ten in this case. Being a Boilermaker by myself, I'm scoring a little bit, and I will gladly accept that 2022 Big Ten championship for football. However, that's neither here nor there. They went ahead and gave that outcome between South Carolina. If you want to ask yourself, what does this really do in terms of an advantage? Look what it did for South Carolina against Tennessee, thanks to Michigan going ahead and helping themselves. We're on a scale here, Paul, that we haven't seen since Jerry Tarkanian or Pete Rose, and even those had some outlandish, types of circumstances that were not being, put under the rug, if you will. And so I'm just really befuddled about how you've been so casual about this, even when Mr. Paul or with Mr. Bacon and not Crisp E. Bacon. Letting us know just 24 hours ago about how challenging and how really obvious these issues appear to be, but yet here we are day in and day out and just completely sweeping them under the rug when they nearly manipulated the entire college football playoff right before our eyes.
Well, first of all, Double J, I'd hardly say we're sweeping them under the rug considering it's been the subject of every interview that we've done. The one thing that has not been shown yet is whether there is a direct link between this Stallions guy and Jim Harbaugh, and that's really the key. I don't think we have seen that evidence. I'm not suggesting this guy was a complete and total lone wolf. I mean, yeah, there was a reason why he was doing it, but that is yet to be shown. And I think until it is, I'm probably not going to get too more involved in this than I already am. I'm just simply, part of my reluctance is that I know how dysfunctional the NCAA is, and I don't know really what they can show. Do I think it's a good thing? No, of course not. I think everybody in college football thinks it's sleazy, it's against the rules, and it's unbecoming of any legitimate program, but that would characterize and describe a lot of programs in terms of how they operate.
Now, wait a minute, Paul. You yourself heard someone you admire very much, myself included, which is the old ball coach, and told you less than, about 24 hours ago about what he was able to do with a single signal.
Right.
Now, not the whole game script, the way that these
Double J, what are you so excited about? Because, I mean, what am I supposed to do?
Well, you know, I think right away when you talk about this is something we've never seen in college football before.
I mean, you may be right, but we haven't gotten there yet. Is my point. I think a lot of people are jumping to conclusions. Is this going to be the biggest scandal in college football history? I have a hard time believing that. We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.